Shea's Restaurant post-match show with head coach Deb Phil joining us. First set was great. Good start to the fifth set. Where did things take a turn there in the fifth?
Well, I thought that sets two and three, Aberdeen changed some things around, and we had a hard time adjusting to that. Plus, we had some unforced errors. And then I thought that we changed our defense, did really well in sets four and five. And, you know, in set five, we had our opportunity. We got up big, and we made back-to-back hitting errors, and that let them right back in it and gave them the momentum right back.
Like early on, you had a ton of block assists tonight. You had a lot of aces. I mean, you pretty much check all the boxes on things you want to, aces, block assists. Mac Miller had another great night. So a lot of positives to take away. You're playing well right now.
Well, and I think that, you know, we had an opportunity to win. This has always been a tough place for us to come and play. It's just kind of a strange venue. You know, it's big and far away. And
you got nice
seats. I feel
like
I'm like 20 feet away from the players. But you got to give Aberdeen credit. They had some thing that they were playing for tonight too, because, you know, they're trying to get some seeding points to move them from ninth to eighth so that they could host. And, you know, I guess it is what it is. And we could have, you know, I thought that our kids responded really well in sets four and five.
You watch a lot of tape on the teams. You have your different strategies, but how often, especially late in the year, does a team do something that they haven't done all year because they're in this mode of they have to win this match?
Well, I don't know. I knew that obviously they were going to set their two outsides a lot, which they obviously did, and then figured that they'd be trying to take Mandy out because we have, you know, three really good hitters, one of them being a middle, and if you take your setter out, it's really hard to get your middle involved. So when you do that, because I think Mandy probably had 20 digs. Yeah, she had 20 digs, so that's taking away opportunities for her to set the ball. And so, you know, they did a nice job of that. So
Stanson, I think he had, 22 for Mac Miller?
Yep. And Chelsea had 14, and Carly had 13 kills tonight. Looks like Mandy had 46 assists. And then defensively, let's see. We had multiple people with two aces, Bridget, Chelsea, Sage, and then Brooke Flemmer, 22 digs, and Mandy had 20. Those are our two right back players. So that was one of the things I think they were trying to do, is to go at our right backs. And then Chelsea had 13 digs, and Bridget had 8. And I think that's about it. Blocks, Carly had 5.
What was the explanation on the one call? Was it the fourth?
Okay, so
Reagan hit it on the right side. They called it a point for you.
Yep, because
they
changed
it to them.
The R1 indicated touch right away. She came up with a touch call.
Ball
gave the
landed
point
out
to
of
us,
bounds. They touched it
and
first.
And then she met with everybody. They decided that Aberdeen didn't touch it, gave the point to Aberdeen. And then I said, she showed touch right away. If anything, that should
she
be.
She is, like, you know, 2 feet away from the ball.
And if you show touch right away, you're saying, I saw the touch. Well, she said she didn't see the touch, but she showed it. So I said, well, then that's got to be a replay because that's her error. And they agreed with me.
So there you go. I've never seen that. That's a rare one, isn't it?
Well, did you see we started off the third set?
Yeah, what happened there? Somebody out of rotation?
Nope,
or what was
we had a delay of game.
Why was that?
Because we had a ribbon in a shoe.
Really?
Yeah, and so I was charged with a timeout.
Equipment, right there.
I didn't
two
even know.
Ones.
And honestly, I didn't even know they wore ribbons in their shoes. Wow. So I don't. But anyway, so with the delay of game to start that set, I took the timeout then because
is the penalty a point then if you don't? Or?
Right. Well, no. I mean, if I didn't have any timeouts left, then that would have gave them a point. But
with it being the first, you know, we didn't even start the third set off. So.
Right. Right.
Couple of odd balls.
I know, and then
tonight,
they missed the serve. So
there we go. What do you do?
Yep. There were some kind of weird things that went on.
But. Weird place to play, but won't have to come here again, thankfully,
yes.
Until next year. So
yes.
Got Harrisburg. You wrap up again senior night. That'll be a cool deal on Thursday, and then home match next week to get to that state tournament and a coach's show
Hope
tomorrow. So we'll see you tomorrow here and talk it over again.
All right. Thank you. Yep.